Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak and Shalom. We're now in Masechet Nida Daf Yod Aleph Amud Aleph, about to take a look at the seventh and final Mishnah of this, the first Perek, and with this we'll conclude our study of Perek Shammai, the first Perek of Nida. Al Vishamru Dayash Sha'ata. So even though we say Dayash Sha'ata, Tzuchal Liot Podeket, Chutz Min Ani Dalei Yoshevet Alam Toar. So every woman has to be Bodek. We'll see if this is for all circumstances. Except for a nida, because what's the point? If even she finds dam, it doesn't make a difference. Hashem al dam tohar, a woman who has dam tohar, which means she gave birth to, let's say, a boy, and from days 8 through 40, or a girl from days 15 through 80, any dam she has a dam tohar, so it doesn't matter if she finds dam. Mushaveshet bi idim, and she has to use idim for tashmish, the cloth to check. Chutz min yoshevet al dam tohar, because again, if you find dam, it doesn't make a difference. A girl who is having her first bia, her dam is tahor in any case, as dam betulim, and therefore again, if she finds dam, it doesn't make a difference. The bedikat is to take place twice, shacharit ben hashvashot, in the morning and in the evening. And that again is all for taharot. And also when she's about to have relations, yeterot alein koanot. Koanot have an extra demand, which is b'shash en ochlot b'truma. When they're about to eat truma, even when they have finished eating truma, and we already saw an explanation, Rav Chista's explanation, that's to make sure that the crumbs that are left can still be eaten. Okay, let's take a look at it. So the opening part of the Mishnah says that Nida doesn't do B'dika, because Hanechal Rabbi Shimon Lakish, that only works for Shimon Lakish. Tamar Isha Kovat Laveset Mei Tochim Hezivata, Vein Isha Kovat Laveset B'Tochim Hezivata. A woman cannot establish a veset during her regularly days of nidut. So there's no reason to do a bedika, even if it's just for the purpose of setting up a veset. Her veset could be set up during the Meziva, the other 11 days after those first 7. Shapir Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Tamar Isha Kovat Laveset B'Tochim Hezivata Tivdok. But according to Yochanan, it says that a woman could establish a veset even if she sees during Yemei Nidata. She should check. Dilma Kavala Veset. Maybe she'll establish a veset. So Amalach of Yochanan's answer would be, Kiamina Ana Echad Achazita Mayan Satum. If her Mayan was closed, meaning she had not had Dam yet on this cycle, and then she had Dam, that could be called a veset. Aval Chazita Mayan Patuach, if she already had a Mayan Patuach, Lo Amri, then it doesn't work, which means even Rabbi Yochanan would say, once she's already an active Nida, there is no point to have doing a B'dika, because even a Veset could not be established based on that. Okay, Yeshivat Adam Tohar. Now, Kasal Kadaitach, we think what the Mishnah means is Mvakesh Yeshivat Adam Tohar, meaning she's doing a B'dika at the end of the seventh day from having a boy to go into Yemei Tohar. So Ha Nechal Rav, and this is a really interesting machloket that we're going to encounter later on. But Rav and Levi have a disagreement about the nature of Dam Tohar. Rav says, Mayana Chadu, it's all one source of blood. HaTorah Timatu, HaTorah Timaratu. The Torah says, this is Tamei. And the Torah, on this day, it's Tahor. So therefore, Shapir, it doesn't matter if she does a B'dika, because even if she finds Dam the whole way through, presto, at that moment, it becomes Dam Tohar. Levi, according to Levi, he says there's really two sources. And the Torah testifies that during those days, the Dam is coming from the other source. So Tivdok, she has to check. Why? Because maybe, if she's still seeing Dam at the end of the seventh day, then it's all coming from the same Mayan, and she's even Tmeya into the eighth day. So Amalach Levi, so Levi's answer would be, Amani Beit Shammai, the Mishnah must be authored by Beit Shammai. Damri Mayan Achadu, they hold, as we'll see later on, that there really is only one Mayan. But Levi says, but I disagree with that. Vesatim Lantanaka Beit Shammai, what, the Mishnah is going to leave an anonymous, Rebbe's going to leave an anonymous Mishnah like Beit Shammai? The answer is, Stam Achakach Machlokedu, because afterwards we have the explicit Machloked between Beit Shammai and Hillel about this exact issue. Chostam Achakach Machloked and Lachistam. When the Rebbe set up the Mishnayot, he organized them so that if there was a Stam, meaning just an unattributed Mishnah, and later a Machloked, which, in which that position and the opposite position were presented, that's to show you halacha is against the stam. So therefore, we're okay. The other way to read it is that the inference was wrong. It doesn't say she's about to start Yemei Tohar. She's in the middle of Yemei Tohar. No point to check. So, but that's such a no-brainer. So, maybe she should check, just establish a veset. You can't set up a veset from a Mayan Tahor. Now, Hanechal Levi, that only works according to Levi, who says it's a different Mayan, a different source that's giving the blood now. or shtem mayanotim. El Rav, damar mayan acharu. Rav says all one mayan tivdok. Dumakav ala veset. You can set up a veset. The answer is afilu hachim yimei tohar yimei tumah lo kavai. You can't be kovei a veset even if it's all one mayan from yimei tohar. So therefore, there's no reason to check. Now we said mishameshet beidim except for a yoshevet al dam tohar and betulah. Tana tam, obviously Nida wasn't mentioned there because the Nida is not being mishameshet. Tana tam, we have the Mishnah at the end, at the beginning of the last parak. Tinoket shaligi hazman alirot v'nisei, to a girl who's too young, younger than the age to see, and she gets married. Beit Shemayim nimnim lo arba lelot. She gets 4 nights of bia with whatever dam may be there, and we assume it's dam from the makah. Betolam imashtichei makah. Could be longer, as long until the wound heals. So I'm going to get over Shmuel. Shmuel's comment is, Loshanu elishlo paskamach matashmish. Behillel's position is only if she continued to see dam every time she had tashmish, and then ratashlo machmash tashmish, and then she had more blood outside of tashmish. In that case, we say it's dam makat. Aval paskamach matashmish. Let's say she had tashmish one time without dam, and then veratash, she saw dam independently. Tmeya, then it's dam nida. And avalai lachat velo tashmish verata. In other cases, if she had a full night without bia, but she didn't have any dam then, and then she saw later on, then tmeya, because we assume by then the wound healed. Nishtanu marei damim shela, or let's say the color of her blood changed, tmeya. Although those three exceptions. Okay, meiti Rav Yona, Rach Rav Yona's challenge. Ubetulash damet tohorim amai. So why in our Mishnah does it say a betulah doesn't have to do, use edim? After all, tishamesh peidim tida mishtanu marei damim shela. Maybe she'll get a different color, as per the last clause in the Braita, and she'll be tmeya. So amarava imareisha chutz min endava yoshevet al dam tohar. Think about this. In the earlier clause of the Mishnah, talked about bedika, it excused the nida. Those who do by abdika, betulah shlemei torin by abdika, but a betulah does need bedika. Alakashin adadi. So now we have a challenge between the our inference from the reisha and what it says in the seif about a betulah. Ela kan shishimsha de ema shama shachran. The answer is that if she already had bia, then I could say that the intercourse kind of changed the colors, in which case I don't know anything from the colors. Kan shaloshim sha, but if she didn't have bia, then she does have to do bedika, because if there's dam, there's dam. Tanya namiachi bavet varmum shlo paska machmatash v'ratash lo machmatash, exactly like Shmuel said. All three of the caveats that Shmuel put in are right out of this braita. Okay, he said, Pamay mitzucha, she has to check twice a day. So we know Shmuel lo shadu el tarot, and this is the key thing. All this bedika is only if she's involved in tarot. Aval le ba'ala muteret, to have relations with her husband, totally mutar, no bedika needed. So pshita, shacharit, it's obvious, because our Mishnah listed shacharit. Why would you check in the morning? You're not going to be having bia during the day. Elayit ma seifart. Shmuel's comment is a comment on the seifa. The Mishnah said when she's going to have relations, she has to do bedika. So you know, Shmuel, shana loishisha osekav tarot. That's only if she's otherwise involved in tarot. Why? Demi go to buy bedika le tarot, since she has to do bedika for getting involved in tarot. Buy a bedika le baila. Therefore, we say she also has to have to do bedika for relations. Well, ain't a sukkah of tarot, if she's not involved in tarot, go buy a bedika. She doesn't need bedika. So my kamash malan, what's that teaching? Tanina, kol anashim echezka tarot lebalan. We have a Mishnah later in the second parak that all women have an assumed status of tahara for their husbands. So what is Shmuel teaching? The answer is, Ima Nitin, that Mishnah alone would have told me, Havimena Hanimili V'isha Sheishla Veset. Maybe that's only a woman who has a regular veset, and she has a cheska tahara to her husband. Aval Isha She'inla Veset, if you have a woman who has no veset, by abdika, I would think that to have relations with her husband needs bedika, because we don't know when her dam is going to come. All right, but that doesn't work. But our Mishnah, which Shmuel is commenting on, is talking about a woman who has a veset. The answer is, our Mishnah is talking about a woman whether she has or doesn't have a veset. Hakamashon is teaching the opposite. Alfagav the yeshla veset, even though she has a veset, migo to buy bdika la tarot, buy a non bdika la baila. Since she's involved in tarot and she needs a bdika for tarot, she also needs a bdika to have relations with her husband, even though she has a veset, and it's obviously not during the time of that veset. Ay, Ramar Shmuel Charazimna, but Shmuel already said this halacha. A woman who has no veset cannot have bia without bdika. And we explain that Shmuel meant that's only a girl who's involved in Tarot, implying that if she's not involved in Tarot, she can have relations with her husband even though she has no veset. So the answer is Chada Mechachaber Taitmar. That statement came from the original statement, meaning the one flew from the other, one Talmud extrapolated from the first statement. Okay, Tanna Miyachu, we again have a bright that supports it. Remember the Tarot of Alabala Muterad. That way that's only true if when the husband left, she was Tahora. If she was Tmeyah when he left, she is considered Tmeyah until she tells him, I am Tahora. Okay, Barmina Rabbi Zera mi Rabbi Yehuda. So he asked the following question. There's Rabbi Zera before he met Eliyah in Bavel. Isha Maushtiv Dokatzmala Ba'ala. Should a woman do bedika for Ba'ala if she's not a Sukkah B'Tarot? Amrale lo tivdok. Shouldn't. V'tivdok o ma'bechach. So Rav Zera then said, why not? What's wrong with that? The answer is, him came libonok for pore. She's going to assume that there's something wrong and he won't have relations with it. So Barmina Rabbi Abim Ravuna. So now, roughly the same time, Rabbi is asking Ravuna, Yishama shtivdok atzma kashir veset. Should she do a bedika? And we'll see how quickly that is, but it's immediately after Bia. Because if she finds dam, then her husband will be chayiv chatat. You can't do bedika that quickly. What is that? Mashal, it's kind of like shamash ve'ed shomdim etzad hamashkof. It's like the member and the cloth are standing right by the door. B'tziyot hashamash, as the one comes out, nichnas eid, the cloth goes in. Have veset shamru likinuach lo bedika. So the most you could do is a kinuach in the outer area. By the time you do bedika, it's too late. It's not that immediate. Eli's question is, Maush to Kaneach, should she do Kinuach, which will then be Mechaev him and Oshem Talu if Dam is found? Maybe that was the question. Marlo Tivdok, he said, no. V'tivdok ma'abachach, again, what's the problem? And the answer is, in Kenley, Bonok for Polish. The husband will think something's wrong and he'll avoid having relations, and then relations will always be an issue. Okay. Then we said, Uvishashi Ovet L'Shameshet Beitah. That before she has Bia, she should check. That is the cloth used by the very righteous woman, the very modest woman. Rabbi Yama Ramemel or Rabbi Yami. So Rabbi Yami quoted Rabbi Yana saying this, and the student Rabbi Yama Ramemel challenged him. He said, Tana Tani Tzrichot. The Mishnah says they have to do it. Vatanis do it. And you say that that's like a very extra thing to do, a supererogatory act? So Amalei Shani Omer, Kom HaKayim Dibur HaKom Min Yikrat Sanua. So Rabbi Yami said, because I hold that anybody who fulfills the words of the Chomim is called Sanua. So I'm a Rava. The Rava heard about this in Bavel and said, Shein HaKayim Dibur HaKom Min Sanua Lo Mikri, a Rasha Lo Mikri. Somebody who doesn't fulfill the words of the Chomim is just not Sanua. He's a Rasha. Ela Amar Rava, Rava explained it as follows. Tsnuot, it's not that they're the only ones who check before Bia. It's just doing Eid Shabbat Kubo Atzman, the Fenet Tashmish there, and more Kubo the Fenet Tashmish Acher. If they used an aid for one Tashmish, they won't use it for another one. They won't recycle it. Vashainan Snuot, the ones are not Sanua, but Kod Vlach Patlan, they reuse it, they don't care. Alright. Gufar Vizay Ramiyam, Barirmiya Amar Shmuel. Let's go back to this. Isha Shain Leveset Asur Lashamish Ashtiv Dok. And we said that's Asur Otsek of a Taharot. So if she has no Veset, she can't have beer with her husband without Bedika. So he asked him, "In la veset by abdika." So yesh la veset lo by abdika. If she has a veset, she doesn't need a abdika. So Amarle, his answer was, "Yesh la veset era by abdika, yishena lo by abdika." If she has a veset, then era, which literally means awake, and yishena means sleeping, but it more means like up and about. If she's been up and about, she needs a abdika because she could be involved in tarot. Rashi says, "Yishena" means she's abed, doesn't need abdika. Ain la vest, if she has no vest, Peni Rabin Shinabi Abdika, she needs a Bdika in any case. Okay, that's how he answered. Rava Vlema Le Yeshla Vest Lataharot by Abdika, Labalo by Abdika. Why didn't he just answer? If she has a vest set, then she only needs Bdika for Tarot. Ain la vest a fila bailanabi by Abdika. And if she has no vest set, then she would need a Bdika even for Bala. The fact he didn't say it that way, that Shmuel must hold any time. It's just an issue of relations with the husband. You don't need a bedika. It's only for taharot. Okay, Tana Baruch Hamarinu for Alin Vabayin Me Beita Eiv Me Tamishte. So Hamarinu, donkey drivers, other workers, people who were coming from. They've been out at night at Beita Eiv or at a wedding, and it's people who are coming home at night. That's the issue. Their women are assumed to be b'tahara, uvain v'shohini mayem, they can come and lie with them, bein yishenot, bein erot, whether or not the women are awake enough to be able to explain or not. This is only if when they left the house they were tarot. About hinichan mecheska tum, if when they left they were tmeot. Lami tmeot shtomar lo toharani. She is tmeot until she says, I'm now tohara. Now, vaha shmua b'may mokila. What's shmua going to do with this braita? If this is a girl who has a veset, kasha era, then why doesn't she need a bedika when she's awake? If she doesn't, then kasha ben era ben shana. Then both cases are strange. The answer is the olam b'sheish la veset. The answer is she has a veset. But kevan shetva'a, once he asked her that bia, ein lecha bedika gdol mizu. She must have done a bedika at that point to check and make sure that she was able to have relations with him. If she didn't know, Rashi said, if she didn't know for sure she was Torah, she would have stopped and checked. So, Amalei Papa L'Rava, Malei Mi'alad Kemet Nita, can we actually follow this Braita that we just read? Amalei Sudani, that was his nickname for him, the Soda Shemli Real, perhaps. Lo, de Maganya Ba'ape, it's kind of disgusting for her to do Badika in front of him. I asked the wives of my rabbeim, and I said, "Ki ato varamei rav." When they come home from the Beis Medrash, mitzachu l'chub dika, do they make you do a bedika to have relations? Va'amru li lo, they told me they don't. The shanilu didu, wouldn't it be a lot nicer to just ask your teachers? The answer is, "Dilma inu kamachmir nafshayu." The answer is, they might tell you you don't have to, but in practice they may be more machmir. We want to find out what they really do. Tan rabbanan, isha she'in la veset asura l'shamesh. Meir says that a woman who has no veset can't have bia ever. So therefore, as a result of that, she doesn't have a ketubah, she loses peirot, she loses support of mizonot, she doesn't get to keep the old clothes, blaot. He has to divorce her and never take her back. We'll see what that means, the Rav Meir. Rabbi Chanina Trigon also Meir, Meshamesh b'shnei edim, she can have bia and use two edim. Hein iftua, those are the same edim that demonstrated that she has a problem. So therefore, in tignua, they'll also be the ones to save her, basically, when it's clean. Mishum Abba Chanan amru oilo leba'ala. He said, oilo leba'ala, her husband is in terrible straits. Now, what did that mean, we'll see in a minute. But let's look back. Asur l'shamesh to makalkalot lei, because she'll mess him up, she'll have dam, she doesn't know, and then there'll be dam, and he'll be chayab. Aim lak tuba, why can't lachazi labia, late lak tuba, la perot vlom zonov vlom plaot? Because she's not roi labia, she has no tuba, and perot mizonov plaot are tnaik tuba, they're extensions of the tuba, and the rule is tnaik tuba, kik tuba, dami. Viotsiv lachzir olamit, he has to divorce her and can never remarry her. So pshita, after all, if we say they can't live together, why would he take her back? So lotzrichad adra vitakna, because maybe at a later point, her body gets back in shape and she has a regular flow. I might think you could take her back. Why? Maybe she'll marry another guy, and then suddenly her vessel will come in and be in shape. And he'll say, he would have said, ooh, had I known that, I never would have divorced her. Which means now the get is retroactively nullified. The get will be nullified, and her kids, now with his new husband, will be Amzerim. So to avoid that, we tell him from the beginning, if you divorce her, that's it. Or we're telling you, you have to divorce her, and that's it. He said that. Now, some people think he was saying to her mayor, meaning they can't get, stay married, but she does get the ketubah, so the husband suffers. He's saying it to him, saying that the edim are not good enough, and she is messing him up. The halacha is the lenient position they could stay married. If this is a girl who's involved in tarot, Shmuel already said that one time. If not, then Hamar kola bailo lo bay abdika. That Shmuel had already said if she ain't la veset, she always needs a bdika. And if she's not a suka b'tarot, Shmuel already said you don't need a bdika at all. So that's only tarot. The answer is these come from two different schools of what Shmuel said, and that's why they're both stated, even though it's a little bit of overkill. Okay, we'll stop at this point. Perak Shemay Omer, and we'll begin Perak Kol Hayad in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.